Okay, our friends. My friends, have you ever wondered how many fun, delightful things you can find outside and how many of them you can take home with you? I know for a fact that some of us go outside and find rocks that are amazing rocks, and then we have to take them home with us. And some of us find leaves that are amazing leaves, or sticks that are perfect sticks. And some of us find pine cones. When it's fall, pine cones fall from the trees, and they're really easy to catch. So let's read the story. It's called A Pine Cone. It was written by Helen Yoon, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Mommy and Philip. It's delightful when it's Philip, isn't it, you guys? I'm so happy you're here today. And for those of you out there who are like Philip, who can always find one more cool thing outside, this story's for you. Okay, so we see the very first thing is a dad and a dog and just the top of a little girl's head, it looks like. The dog says, sniff, sniff, sniff. And he is sniffing a pine cone, which is, I think, what the little girl has laid her eyes on. And she marches right over to it and says, hello, look, Daddy, a pine cone. And stops in mid-sentence because, oh, another pine cone. Meanwhile, the dog is running off and the poor dad's arm is practically ripped out of his socket.
And another. And
in the picture, we can see there are several others. The girl drops her jaw, catches her breath, and stands in awe of a giant tree full of them. Full of pine cones. The dad, on the other hand, is wallowing in the mud with the dog, who has ripped him into a big mud hole. He does not look happy.
Hello, Mr. Pinecone. Hello, Mrs. Pinecone. Hello, Baby, Junior, and Oscar Pinecone.
The dog is shaking mud all over the dad. And the little girl has no idea what's going on. She's just collecting pine cones.
Baby Junior?
She names her pine cones as she takes them into the house. The dog, however, has spread mud all over the house in a big, disgusting mess.
Hello, Uncle Pinecone,
she says to her father's shoe, whom she is now filling with pine cones.
Greetings, Great Aunt Pinecone,
she says as she shoves as many pine cones into her own clothes as she possibly can. Her sleeves are filled, her jacket is filled, her pockets are filled. The dad's shoes, both of them now, are completely filled with pine cones.
Welcome, Princess Patty Cake Petunia Pinecone.
That's a lot of P words. The dad, however, has come inside, is hosing off the dog and himself, has taken all the dirty, gross clothes and put them in the dirty clothes hamper to be washed. The dog looks clean now, though.
La, 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 la. With the singing of the Pinecone Family Anthem, we will now commence with the Pinecone Family Reunion. Everyone's invited.
And the dad, who has missed all of this because of the dog, is walking, now clean, when his dog notices, sniff, 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 a pine cone is on the floor. And the dad looks over, and notices a bowl and a pitcher totally full of pine cones. He goes to feed the dog, but unfortunately, he now realizes that the dog food has been replaced with, you guessed it, pine cones. He sits down in confusion, and guess what he sits on? Pine cones. Oh, he says, The pine cones are in everything. Ooh. There are bugs in his water and bugs in the dog's bowl and bugs all over their house and pine cones everywhere. And as we see her bedroom door, we hear her singing, la, 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 la. But we also see ants and insects all crawling in and out of her room. We see pine cones all over the floor. I'm afraid to say, I think she's gone outside and brought the great outdoors indoors. The dad opens the room of her bedroom and she's la, in the middle of singing la, and looks at her father. She's posed beautifully with a pine cone. And her room, it turns out, is completely covered in pine cones. And I'm telling you, you can't see anything in her room but pine cones. Why are there so many pine cones? The dad says,
I really like pine cones,
she says, and the dog says, snip, snip, snip. And he is trying to figure out what's going on with all these pine cones. Oh, says the dad, because that would be where all the bugs were coming from. And now the cleanup is going to be, well, I guess you could think of other ways to do it. Like, for example, Daddy has taken all of the pine cones and painstakingly used them to be decorations for the Christmas festivities. He's turned all of the pine cones into a giant pine cone Christmas tree. He's got pine cone garland, pine cone wreaths, pine cone bunting, all kinds of pine cone bunting. A swoop of material is called bunting. Yeah. He's got pine cones on everything, and it looks really beautiful and magical, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And he says, good night, pine cone family. I'll see you tomorrow. And now he is a pine cone dad, and she is a pine cone daughter. And that's a pine cone dog. And that's a fine thing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. And it's a pine cone house.
And it's also the pine cone end.
Yeah.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.